And that's what I've been doing, just like some projects down the basement, and I got the all the parts necessary for the mesh casting. There's them online. I got one for me and one for my wife. She's interested in it. Also, it's like the idea of being able to text messaging just in case the internet goes down during a, power outage or a catastrophic incident. You know, it's like the idea of being able to text communication. So I got a unit for her and me, and so I'm going to bring it to a Friday night meeting. And together, Rick GLA, who was kind enough to build me a couple of 3D printed enclosures for both units. So brought them over on Friday. And I'll bring everything in. You brought it over last Friday. I'm going to bring all the units this Friday and solder them together and get on the work. So looking forward to that. So I'm going to toss it back. You, Mike, and you can continue with everybody else, and I'll just listen here, and I'll just draw the 73 round. That's all the end of the line.
All right, very good, Tom. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. If you want to bring yours Friday night, too, we can have a mesh-tastic assembly night, it sounds like, so that in case we run into problems, we can kind of help each other out and make it go a little bit smoother, hopefully. As far as, I mowed my lawn Saturday also, and it is starting to dry up a little bit, brown up a little bit. Last week, by Thursday, I think I put on some of that Weed Be Gone that you just put on the end of the hose. I've used that before, and it seems to work really good. Dandelions and crabgrass and clover, stuff like that, it works pretty good. This last batch, I don't know if they're a different formula or something they're using. It doesn't seem like it touched it near as well as it has in the past, so I'll have to check on that. But, yep, normal with the yard work and everything else. As far as radios go, back at the Midland Swap, I bought a little Yaesu FT-1500. It's a real small, tiny, but it's a full 50-watt mobile, and I was trying to program the local repeaters and things into that, and it turned into be a pain with the buttons and everything and the menus going through that. I put the Saginaw one in and tried it and couldn't bring up the Saginaw repeater, so I broke down and ended up getting the RT Systems programming software and plugged that into it, and within 15 minutes I had all the repeaters programmed in there, and it works flawlessly, so can't say enough good things about that, the RT System software. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and let me know your thoughts there on the Meshtastic assembly at the club meeting and ice cream social, Ron. And Mini, KD8PAZ, you'll be up after Ron. Go right ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, that sounds fine. No problem. It won't take that long. Like I said, it took me all of about 10 minutes to put mine together, and then you got to, once you get the Meshtastic software, if you want to download that app to your phone, tablet, whatever, have that at least downloaded, and then it's just hooking it up through Bluetooth and programming it, which is real easy to do. It's not difficult at all. So, yeah, I have another Heltec V3 board I'm looking to put together to go in the car. I'm going to just leave one in the car, run it off USB, and then with no battery in it then. And then I've got another kit. I kind of little at a time buy some parts to build a solar kit for a repeater. So I'll start to put that together at some point. So for the last week, yesterday at least, I was down to down south part of the state, and I stopped into Micro Center and picked up a 3D printer. So this week I've been printing various things to enhance the printer, to learn how to print things and that. And so far this one is pretty much like a toaster, which is what I was what I was looking for. I didn't want to have to do a big learning curve and have to set things up and level things and do all of this stuff. And my hardest part was to get the software, get the printer on my Wi-Fi. For some reason, my 2.4 gig Wi-Fi is pretty full. I've got a lot of things on it. I had to split off some things and put it on the 5G side, so my phones, my tablets, and things that I could, I put over onto the 5G side to fill up, to alleviate some crowding on the 2.4 gig side of the router. So I did get it connected, and then finally got the software connected, the app on the phone. That kept disconnecting. I finally got that working, and then to get the software on the computer downloaded and get that connected to the printer. So now I have my tablet, my phone, and the computer in the basement connected. I can sit at work, pick something off that I want to print, and send it to the printer over the web. And whatever I do, it sees on all three things, so it's going through the cloud as far as to be able to sync all of my devices together. So I'm on the right now, pretty much the last big print. This is the biggest print. This will take about 6 hours. The last thing that I'm doing, I'm printing a case for all the parts that came with it. When they send the printer, there's Allen wrenches and some spare parts and things like that. Well, they're just sitting in a cardboard box. So, of course, somebody put together a tray to put those in. And you can turn a box to put that tray in, but I figured I looked at the sizes and the Harbor Freight Apache, the small case for the Apache, will fit it perfectly. So instead of me spending another 6-7 hours to print the case and the filament, I'll just go spend the $12 and put it in the Apache case and have a nice case with all the spare parts in it. So that's kind of the plan. That's what I've been doing. Next round, I'll go over what's coming up this week for a second time. So, yeah, fine on the club meeting to put the Helitex together. That so anybody that's got one, Tom or and you, I know you picked those up. We can go over those. Those are quite simple. KCYVF back to net.
Okay, very good, Ron. Couple questions for you. First one, I have been watching a couple YouTube videos on the putting the Helitex together too. And they're always hooking into the laptop and downloading software and stuff into it. I am assuming from what you're saying and from what I've seen, we do not have to do that. If we've got the app on the phone, we can just Bluetooth it to the phone and we don't need to actually plug the Helitex into a laptop to download any software into it. So that's the first question. And the second question is if you'll be around at the end of the net for the net report.
I will answer the second question first, and that's a yes. And the first question, yes, when you first set it up, you will need to connect it to a laptop, a desktop, or something in order to download the most current firmware. Because when you get those from the Helitex, they do not have Meshtastic software or the firmware on them. So you will need to bring a notebook or laptop, and it's just off a web page, so there's no software you have to download on that, but you will have to flash the device once you put it together, to get it to work. You do have to flash the device to put the Meshtastic firmware actually on that Helitex device, because that Helitex device can be used for multiple different things, for farming, for weather stations, for all sorts of stuff. So you have to put the Meshtastic firmware on that device, which will take a computer to do. Once you have it built, that's the next step, and then once that's done, then it'll load up on the app. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thanks for clearing that up. Like I said, from watching the YouTube videos, everybody was, after they got it hooked together, and they always say, too, do not put battery power to it until you have the antenna, the little antenna, that little micro antenna cable and an antenna hooked up to it, or you can destroy it that way too. But yeah, they always show it connecting to a laptop or a computer to flash it. I was wondering that. So thanks on clarifying that. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Fred and Minnie. Sorry to hear about your sister passing away. My condolences for that. She'll definitely be in my thoughts and prayers. And also, I understand you have a birthday coming up real soon. So happy birthday to you also. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ, and thank you for the condolences. And yes, tomorrow is my birthday, so the daughter, Jennifer, and the grandkids all come down Saturday night and brought cake and ice cream for me. So the son-in-law didn't come. They're between him and his two daughters, they're having a little issue there, so he stayed home. But other than that, everything else is going okay. As far as the rain, we probably will get some because my friend come and mowed my lawn today, and every time he mows the lawn, it usually rains on that day or the next. So we can look for a little bit of rain anyway. Other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8DAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, looking at the weather pretty much every day this week, they said there's a possibility of scattered showers. And like I said, it has been dry here for the last almost week, so we could probably use a little bit around here also. Before I go to Fred, I'll take a standby here and see if there is anyone else that'd like to get on and join us for our Monday Night Net. If anyone else would like to join the Savara Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.